When bullying or violence occurs, there are often bystanders that may see what is happening but silently turn their heads and walk away. Sometimes we may think it's not our business. Sometimes we may fear retaliation if we get involved. Sometimes it's just easier to walk away and pretend it never happened. I'm speaking with mental health counselor Tricia Henderson at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga about a national program called Step Up. Most people think violence or abuse involves punching, hitting, some kind of physical attributes that leaves marks. Mm-hmm. But you can have violence and abuse just on comments, on exclusion. Mm-hmm. So let's touch on what that definition of violence and abuse is.
Violence and abuse can include any type of emotional, mental, physical violence in a way that can make a person feel down, can restrict them in some way. It can include any type of bullying. We see that on social networking. Basically, someone is using a power that they have against another person. You can see it in a way that it could be assault. It could be verbal abuse in ways where people are calling each other names or someone is abusing someone in that way.
When you experience this type of abuse in a family, it becomes especially difficult because family is forever. It's not something you can walk away from. But you can also experience this in social contexts, like you mentioned. Social media seems to be a growing environment for bullying and verbal and emotional abuse because of you have this anonymity or presumed distance from the target. But let's look at going to school, perhaps, on campus. You can have bullying even if there's not an established relationship.
And I haven't heard about it specifically at this campus, but I know in some of the things that in the field of prevention, you can look at bullies as people who have bullying or violence, especially over the internet. It's not something where they have to know each other. You don't actually have to have met someone face-to-face to be a victim. Sometimes that's identity theft, using someone else's picture in some way, taking photographs of people when they don't know that they're being photographed and using it in a way that could be harmful or hurtful towards someone.
And you catch somebody in an embarrassing situation.
Right.
You don't know that person. You think it's funny. Mm-hmm. You post it on the internet and don't realize that you may have really caused some harm to the person in the picture.
Right. And, you know, the person's intent with the photographs or with the use of any type of material online might be one thing, but it's about how that other person is feeling.
And sometimes it's not really the intent of the abuser.
I would say, you know, sometimes people don't really think about it. We're not thinking about the photos that we're taking and we're hashtagging on Twitter and how that kind of gets around and people see it and they find it hurtful. Some people might be trying to do something that's amusing. And like you said, it's just really not.
Step Up is a national program that addresses this. What is involved with this program?
UTC Step Up is a branch off of the Step Up program that was developed by the University of Arizona for their athletics department, their life skills type training. And it's just taken on and grown from there. So myself from the counseling center at UTC, Sarah Peters with the Women's Center, and Lisa Tarr with athletics went to a training for people to learn how to use this type of program and bystander intervention program on campus. So we came home really excited from that training and wanted to do something with it. So we're now in the process of developing programming and training for that. This summer we worked together with a committee. We have Sarah Peters, Women's Center, Lisa Tarr, Athletics, Carol Oglesby, Student Health, someone from the Dean of Students Office, and then a faculty member that we've collected as part of a committee. And we've hired Shani Clay to join us as the Step Up coordinator, and we've hired 4 student leaders, and now we're in the process of trying to find peer volunteers because the whole program is developed to go out and give training on how to be part of UTC Step Up to our students, faculty, staff, and really describing and training people on what that means. And basically what we're trying to train our campus community to do is to be more caring, not to be someone who steps aside or sits back when certain things are happening related to, it could be like you're talking about violence, bullying, alcohol poisoning, any type of mental health issue, suicide, depression. So I think we're just trying to teach our community to be more caring. And what that will entail is we're kind of right now in the process of that building. So next semester is where we're going to start going out and giving some presentations and programs. And we're looking forward to watching that grow here on our campus.
I think perhaps nationally, in terms of universities, the most obvious bullying comes with hazing or in sports.
Sure.
It's almost accepted that you have to go through these hazing rituals to become a part of something like a sports team or a sorority or a fraternity. And over the past several years, there's been a lot of attention at non-acceptance for that.
You've right.
Yeah, it's just simply not going to be permitted anymore. Now, when you go outside of that in a finer area, say in a workplace or in a classroom, you know, you may not mean to make that classmate feel bad because they gave the wrong answer.
Right.
But repeatedly referring to them or giving them the impression that they're not quite as bright as everyone mm-hmm. else is accomplishing the same thing, whether the intent is there or not. So what steps can someone take to identify this type of behavior when it's something that's been accepted in the past?
Yeah, I think a lot of what UTC Step Up is about is not just about intervening with that one person. I mean, it is about confronting that behavior, but it's about all the bystanders to that. There are people sitting around. There are people who are watching this go on and participating in some way, either participating by not saying anything, by laughing, by contributing to it in some way. So what UTC Step Up would want to do is challenge everyone in that situation, not just the offender or the victim, but the people who are around, and say, okay, why are we accepting of this as a community? Why is no one standing up? And there's been a lot of social psych experiments and things that have happened where we've learned that we kind of diffuse everything to the group around us. And what we hope as a community with the Step Up program is that we're saying, okay, let's take some of that power back. And why are we not intervening in certain situations?
Who would you contact to get involved with Step Up or learn more about it here on our campus?
Sure, you can go to utc.edu/stepup. Go to our website. You can find out all of our contact information. You can contact me with the counseling center. All of our information is really right there at that website right now. We have a Twitter and a Facebook account. We're just right now in the process of developing and getting it out there.
And in my case, I would say, please, thank you. Yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am are very good starting steps to just taking it back down to that basic respect for each other.
Yeah, I think that we want to be a community that respects each other. And I think a lot of times we see things that are happening, and if we can turn that group mentality around and say, hey, this is not acceptable on our campus, this is not acceptable in our community, because most of the time we know it, we feel it, and we don't like being a part of it, and we don't have to even be a bystander to it any longer. We can, in an effective way, in a safe way, intervene early and say, hey, this isn't going to be part of our campus. This isn't about who we are as Mox, and step up and even get the people help that need help, like in that scenario in the classroom, just saying to someone, hey, I know that could hurt. Maybe you want to go talk to somebody in the counseling center, or maybe, you know, just being someone who cares.
The Counseling Center at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga is working with other departments at the university to develop the Step Up program at UTC. This is a national program that provides strategies for bystanders to step up and reduce or eliminate violence or abusive behavior. More information and training sessions will be available on campus during the 2015 spring semester. For more information, visit the web at utc.edu/stepup. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.